Whoa.
Lana steps forward again, backing me into a tree.
Didn't think you'd be shy.
She sets her crank bow down.
Bet you've kissed plenty of girls back in Sweet Sucker.
I squirm against the trunk of the tree, resisting a sudden urge to run.
Not really. My mother is very strict.
The answer seems to please Lana. Her smile widens.
Your mom ain't here, is she?
Mention of mother does nothing to calm my racing heart. But then Lana leans in, lips parted slightly, and my resistance breaks. I drop the spear to the ground, torch guttering against the damp soil, and put a hand on her waist, drawing her close like in the paintings of lovers I've seen. My other hand comes up gently to caress her cheek as I lean in and our lips touch. The kiss is warm and soft and just a little moist. Our lips form in a seal that breaks with a soft pop when we finally pull apart. And something awakens in me, something primal, unlike anything I've ever felt before. I feel a growl build into my throat. My whole body thrums with it. It gets louder, vibrating the air around us. I draw back and open my eyes. Then, I see it. Eyes black, armor the color of bark. The demon lets go its grip on the trunk and drops down, talons laden.
Look out!
I shove Lana harder than intended. She crashes into the ground by the half-smothered torch, bolts flying from her quiver in a clatter. I'm sure I'm dead as the demon hits me, claws scrabbling. I should have listened to Mother. Should have listened to everyone. But the wards on my breastplate flare to laugh, and the quarreling's claws find no purchase. As its weight bears me to the ground, I instinctively revert to Wanda's training, using the demon's momentum to redirect the takedown. We hit the dirt, and I use the rebound to roll into a dominant position above the writhing mass of muscle and claws. The demon isn't much larger than a shepherd's hound, and its long limbs, perfect for leaping from tree to tree, aren't jointed to strike at me while it's prone. But it's not defenseless. Armor, thick and rigid like bark, covers the creature from head to toe. There are warded gauntlets hanging from my belt, but there's no time to put them on. I ball a bare fist and punch the demon in the head. It's like punching a tree. Rough scales skin my knuckles and the bones of my hand blaze with pain, but I feel the softer flesh beneath jolt as I strike the wood demon's exoskeleton. I hit it again, and again after that, struggling to keep it pinned. I glance at Lana, seeing her frozen with fear right where she struck the ground.
Run! Get help!